To the services of Sumner Church of Christ. Tonight's our treat. We get to praise God in song in the coming hour. And 10 minutes ago, I learned that I'd be leading the whole affair. So if you don't see the names on the board, that's because they're right here on this piece of paper. And I'll let you know as we go through each song leader who the next song leader will be. To start out tonight, we're going to do number 702. Number 702. This is a song that's filled with a glorious vision of going to stand before God, but not from the standpoint of dread of judgment, but from the standpoint of the joy of the saints and the adoration that we'll feel at that time. After we sing number 702, our brother Matt Lofgren's going to lead us in a word of prayer, and he's also going to be one of our song leaders tonight, so he's getting double duty, and that's just fine. I'm sure he can handle it. Okay, number 702.
Let us pray. Dear Lord, Heavenly Father, we want to thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come to this building tonight and sing praises in your name. Lord, we know we are so lucky to live in a country that can stand before other men and profoundly speak your name without persecution. Lord, we know that there are other brothers and sisters around this world that do not get this luxury, Lord. And we ask that you be with them at this time, Lord, and know that their journey and their joy within you is not without regard, Lord, that there is a heaven awaiting them. And please be with them as they are persecuted daily for your name. Lord, we ask that you be with those brothers and sisters of this congregation that are dealing with health issues. Lord, the list seems to grow on a daily basis. Though as humans on this earth, we'd love for this list to slowly disappear, or if not, snap your fingers and be gone tomorrow. Lord, but we know that our voice is the only way to speak to you. And through that, we ask that you be with them. We ask that you be with Jeff Clark, Nancy Mitchell, and the others that are dealing with cancer at this time. Lord, we ask that you be with Ms. Bulling, that you be with her in her time of need right now and comfort her in the loss of Pete. Lord, help us to be a pillar for her to lean against, to help pick her up, and to help constantly be there for her in her time of need right now. Lord, we know that your Son came down to this earth, and without that, we would not be able to come before you and ask for forgiveness for our sins. And as his blood was spilt for us to have that redeeming wash, Lord, we know that his life was the ultimate sacrifice, the ultimate lamb put up there for us. And it's through his name we pray, amen.
Amen.
All right, now if you'll turn with me to 248. I know that my Redeemer lives.
I know.
Sing 668. For some reason I wanted to sing that God was alive tonight, so that's what we're going with. All right.
There is beyond the azure blue a God concealed from human sight. He takes
I forgot to find out who was doing announcements this evening, so I'm just going to say something real quick. Many of you know my great uncle Bill Pearl. He's been here dozens of times. He's very not doing well at all. He's in his late 80s. He's a World War II vet, and he has it right now. I went and visited him last month, and he wasn't looking well. I talked to him last week, and he's just doing worse and worse each day. So I think his time might be very near. So if you could please pray to God to give him strength in his last days and for God.
One glad morning when the sky is over.
Hallelujah. If you want to follow along, we'll read Psalms 1. How blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, nor stand in the path of sinners, nor sit in the seat of scoffers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He will be like a tree firmly planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and its leaves do not wither. And whatever he does, he prospers. The wicked are not so. They are like chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore, the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. For the Lord knows the ways of the righteous, but the ways of the wicked will perish.
Amen. Well, song number 751 is a perfect song to sing after that reading, based on Psalm 19. 751.
The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making one wise a simple.
Seven fifty-seven. Song of joy, for reflecting the blessings that we have in Christ Jesus. Blue skies and rainbows. 757.
Blue skies and rainbows and sunbeams from heaven are what I can see when my Lord,
I'm going to lead a song.
Well, you did.
Wow. Mike's going to pass out because I told him no.
It's not in the script. I'm going to lead 721 because there's one verse. It's one of my favorites. And I can't do the arm thing, so. And I want everyone to start exactly when I start. Don't wait six notes in or six words in, as we typically do. There is a version. Actually, there's several versions of this song. I looked it up. Wonderful as it is. So, 721, in case I got up here and spaced out and didn't tell you that. Jesus, name above all names. All right.
Jesus, name above all names, beautiful Savior, glorious Lord, Emmanuel, God is with us, blessed Redeemer, living Word. Jesus, name above all names, beautiful Savior, glorious Lord, Emmanuel, God is with us, blessed Redeemer, living Word.
Amen. I'm going to read a psalm as well, Psalm 19, since we sang the song. Bill led that song for Lana and my wedding, as well as the song we just sang. So it's been a good night for me so far. I'm going to read Psalm 19, though, since it was a short song we sang. Psalm 19, a psalm of David. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork. Day unto day utters speech, and night unto night reveals knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line has gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them he has set a tabernacle for the sun, which is like a bridegroom coming out of his chamber and rejoices like a strong man to run its race. Its rising is from one end of heaven. Its rising is from one end of heaven and its circuit to the other end. And there is nothing hidden from its heat. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them your servant is warned, and in keeping them there is great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse me from secret faults. Keep back your servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then I shall be blameless, and I shall be innocent of great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer.
Amen.
In the red book, 653.
Sing and be happy. We'll sing all the verses of song.
If the skies above you are gray, you are even so blue. If your cares and burdens seem great all the whole day through, there's a silver light that shines in the heavenly land. Look by faith and see it
go 201. And that'll be pretty safe for me here. Please stand for this song.
In the field, I believe singles brave and true in the fight.
Please mark your songbooks in number 260. Number 260 will be the song of encouragement here in just a few moments.